君じゃない？こんなところで奇遇ですわね。
All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is some more discipline. Remember, we've only got one more day of discipline after this, and then it'll probably be... Because I am really pushing hard on AVNs next month for September. We are going to be back with discipline in October. I said I was going to try to get through a bit more of it, and we're very, very close. There's only like... 10 more choices left in the game. So, yeah. Oh, Hayami-kun, how nice to run into you here. Do you have time to be wasting in a place like this? Leona is wrapped in some sexy outfit, and it looks nice. She sees that I am uncomfortable and approaches me. She looks much better in that than her uniform. I agree. I mean, he even agrees, right? We're both in agreement here. It makes me wonder, does she spend all day doing this sort of thing when she comes to school? It suddenly seems idiotic to be sitting in class taking things so seriously. Sister called you here, didn't she? It must be hard to be so popular. Come on, Hayami-kun. Don't just stand there, come over here. I hear her and leave Leona behind and follow the headmistress. The headmistress and I go to a small room off the back. It looks like this is her office and the other room is the sitting room. Relax, have a seat. How much you want for it? I sit down fearfully in the chair and she points to. The reason why I called you here. She looks down at me and begins to talk slowly. According to what I've been told, you brought a condom to school. Reina says as she looks me up and down. So that's why she called me here. I didn't think they'd really tell on me. They frame me and then blame me. It makes me so mad I want to cry. That wasn't mine. I tried to explain the situation to her. You know what's funny? I bet a lot of, especially now, you know, with the hookup cultures gone through to high schools and stuff, I'm pretty sure they bring condoms to school a lot now. I mean, I would hope they do for protection, but a lot of women are like, oh, I don't want condoms anymore. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation, right? Everyone says that. Whenever they do something bad, they try to blame someone else. She cuts me off before I get a chance. No, really, that condom was put in my shoe this morning. I don't give up and continue to talk, but I know she's not gonna believe me anyway. After all, she's Leona Morimoto's older sister. I know. Guys your age... Rather, she says, I know, guys your age want to do things. Wait. No, wait. Are you listening to me? This is Leona's sister for sure, but she isn't even listening. I'm listening. You want to do it, right? Young guys, are always thinking about doing it with girls. Well, she's right about that. She's not listening at all. How many times a day do you masturbate? Once, twice, or maybe even more than three times? Damn. What is she asking me? Guys your age have to do it every day, don't they? I know this. When you masturbate, how do you do it? Do you just use your hand? Do you rub your shaft of the head? Can you show me how you do it? I mean, come on, folks, let's be absolutely honest here. If a woman was that damn beautiful walked in and said, hey, would you show me how you masturbate? That's a Hold on, let me just take my pants off here real quick. I don't think this will be any problem at all. Matter of fact, if you wouldn't mind, I wouldn't mind having some masturbation material right in front of me. I think you can do the job with that ample chest of yours there, madam. If you would be so kind. What are you saying? I don't understand you. You want to do it, right? Sex? I can give you release if you want. I'd let you do it without protection. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Let's get this in gear, folks. If it's gonna keep you from a life of crime, I'll gladly use my body so that you don't go down the wrong path. Well, you know, just yesterday I was thinking about robbing a liquor store, but I think you might be able to save me. Just might. You might be able to save me from ruining my life and being behind bars. Raina says with a sad look in her eyes. Something isn't right. Maybe she just wants to do it. Go ahead. You can mess me up. Throw your desires at my body. Well, don't mind if I do. Which one do you want first? I have plenty of experience. I can show you the beauty of a woman. You know, most of these men these days, they don't know what it means to have an experienced woman that can do all the things. And you, madam, well, she says excitedly and comes towards me with that body of hers. I don't really want to. Are you high, sir? Me and the main character are in complete fucking disagreement. If I was on that couch, I would be like, alright, I want to see how experienced you are. See, I've heard there's a lot of women that say, oh, I can do all the things. And then you go to them, and they don't know how to do all the things. But if you can do all the things, then I want proof that you can do all the things. Because I don't believe you. And you have to demonstrate that. Right here, right now. She's all worked up, I answer fearfully. The old me may have gotten excited by her body, but I've gotten so much of this since I've been here, I'm almost sick of it. Well, that's true, but I mean, I don't know. What are you saying? If you... What are you saying? If you don't release what's stored up, it's bad for you. If you hold on too much, it'll affect your studies. Well, I don't have that much stored up. That's not normal for a guy your age not to have a lot stored up. You may be sick. Let me see. Let me check you out. No, no, thank you. I'm fine. Go on. Don't be shy. Show me. She reaches for my pants. Grab. Hey, stop it, please. Be quiet. Are you saying you won't obey your headmistress? No, I'm in the middle of class. I give you permission, so you just have to do as I say. She tries to pull my pants down even more forcefully. She ignores me and pulls my pants and underwear off. Well, Look, they came off. Now let's have a good look at your cute little thing. Ooh, look at that. I like this CG. She begins to examine my crotch. Hey, don't look. I try to hide myself with my hand, but she won't allow it. She knocks it away. Great expression. I'm getting excited. Reina shudders with pleasure as she sees how uncomfortable I am. She's enchanted by my thing. Oh, your foreskin. I can peel it for you. I'm offering to peel it for you with my own two hands. I endure her humiliating examination, but my eyes fall on her breasts. She's in expensive clothes. It's like she's showing them off to me. Her breasts are amazing. There they are. I can tell you that from here. They're like Hameki's. No, even bigger. They look like they're about to burst out of her clothes. It's like they're begging me to be released. And you release them. You should, sir. Nope. I am taken by her cleavage. I swallow. I can feel the blood collecting in my groin as I look at the valley of her incredible breasts. My penis starts to get hard. Oh, look, despite what you say, you're getting hard. Does it excite you to have someone look at you, or is it my breasts? I turn red under her gaze. Huh? You like big boobs? I'll show you my breasts if you like. Or I can squeeze you between them. Well, You just made an offer I can't refuse. My breasts are much bigger than Leona's. You can burrow all the way into the base and there would still be room. Good lord. There's actually a couple women online I've seen that are built like her. It's weird, but true. She's right. They're so big that I could put my whole thing in between them. And I mean natural, folks. But then I heard them talk. And, okay, it's weird. Blonde-headed white girl. And she talks like one of the chicks I work with, you know, I work in the black community. And she's, that's like, okay, you just turned me all the way off with that. If I was going to date a black woman, I'd date a black woman, right? You know, I don't want to date a white woman who talks like a black woman. And sometimes, yes, I can talk a little bit with a black scent because I picked it up over the years of working in my area. However, I don't like it so much when... Where it's like, oh no, you ain't gonna be doing this or this. However, all right. That's too much. That's too much. Come on, don't be shy. I'll make you feel real good with these breasts. Oh, there we are. Giggle. She lets them fall free. Should be free falling. Without a shred of embarrassment. And she squeezes my thing in her cleavage. What? Her breasts are even bigger than I imagined. My thing is completely enveloped like a hot dog. They're extremely elastic. It feels so good, I can't believe their breasts. Now I'll pleasure you with my breasts. She lets some saliva drip out of her mouth and down her cleavage. The warm saliva covers my penis and squeezes between her breasts. My penis gets even bigger from the sensation. Wow, your penis is so hot and it's twitching. If this is what happens just being squeezed, why don't I rub you with my breasts? She begins to shake her enormous breasts. Good night. She's making noises of shaking, but the thing between her breasts begins to move up and down in her cleavage, following her movements. Not the thing, my thing. Her saliva acts as a lubricant, and my penis slides up and down her cleavage and gets massaged. No, ma'am. School's in session. I try my best to ignore the sweet sensation coming from my groin and try to get her to stop. Are you mad? It's fine. You can't learn this sort of thing in class, and she's right, you can't. Besides, your hips are moving on their own regardless of what you say. The body doesn't lie. She's right. She shakes her breasts rigorously. I begin to feel better and better, lulled by her and her gigantic breasts. Yep, I'd certainly say they are. The pleasure is addicting. I can't escape it anymore. Yep, about the same size as the woman that I dated. Well, had sex with that one time. Yep, same size. I was like, I said to her, can you, like, play with him? And she's like, well, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, that'll work for me. Certainly great to have the real thing in front of you sometimes, guys. But, you know, it is what it is. Pleasure is addicting. I can't escape it anymore. She watches me as I become drunk by the pleasure and my breathing becomes rough. Her eyes become droopy and narrow, and she begins to shake her large breasts more rigorously. Every time she rubs my thing, a lewd sound comes from her cleavage. I shouldn't be doing this. I have to go to class. Are you going to come? You can come anytime you want. Come all you want on my breast. It's not good for a growing guy to store it up. I'll help you let it out. She gently consoles me. She clamps down on my penis harder so I can't get away. Come on, come. I can tell that your penis is twitching in between my breasts. You're about to come, aren't you? I can't anymore. I can't hold on anymore. You don't have to hang on anymore. Be true to yourself. Well, damn. That is fucking wise. She speeds up suddenly and shakes her breasts. Ah, he! If you do it so fast, I'm going to come. Come between my breasts, cover my breasts, they turn white. Kind of a problem with that. I'm coming, I'm going to come! Go ahead, come! Spurred on by her talking, I thrust my hips forward and release everything that I've been holding back. Squirt, squirt. White semen comes splashing out of the headmistress's cleavage, and the white semen shoots at her face and covers it. Reyna is shocked by the thickness and the quantity of the semen that keeps coming. She squeezes her breasts together like she's milking me and helps me to come. Oh, what? It's coming out. So much is coming out at once. My face and my breasts are all white. She bathes in my semen and gets drunk off the smell. Well, they made her whiter. When I finish letting everything out, I twitch and convulse and the strength leaves my body. But the headmistress continues to massage my penis between her breasts, squeezing out every last drop that is left in my urethra. Look how much you came with just my breasts. Look, I'm covered in your stuff. She says to me and looks at me almost accusingly. Her chest is covered in the white, steamy fluid I released. There's a puddle of semen in her cleavage where my penis is. Look at how much there is. Look how thick it is. It must be hard work to release it all. I can't believe you sold the headmistress with your semen. But you... Are you blaming me? You're such a bad guy. After all that you released, you're still not sorry? After what she did to me, what am I supposed to be sorry about? I don't understand what she's saying. Is Leona Morimoto's entire family like this? If you had this much stopped up, we'll need to release more in order to make sure you don't go in a bad direction. I'll make sure I root out this infection completely. And she says completely, which I mean that's a spelling error, but I like how it says completely. Wait a second, I've released enough. If I don't get going, class is gonna end. This is much more important than class. I have to get you on the right path before you go astray. How is this going to get me on the right path? She needs to be turned around before she can turn anyone else around. Don't be shy, just go for it. I'll use my body to counsel you. She brags and beckons me with her hand. But... I try not to get sucked in. I try to maintain a sense of reason. I don't even like the idea of doing it with the headmistress. This is Leona Morimoto's older sister. I'm afraid that even if I do it with her once, I'll get stuck in the mud. What's wrong? Are you still refusing to listen to me? Uh-oh. I won't allow this sort of thing. Besides, now that you got my sexual desire going, I'm not finished. But... Are you suggesting I masturbate? Why does she have to go there? Look at what's going on with my thing because of you. How are you gonna fix this? See? You're the one who wants to do it after all. You're not leaving this room until I'm satisfied. That's nonsense. Take off all your clothes. I'll mourn and cleanse that dirty heart of yours. Well, I'll be damned. She pulls out the remote control and pushes a button. Clunk. Wow. There is a sound and a bed comes out of the floor. Why is there a bed in the middle of the room? Hurry up and get naked and lie down. I'll give you a lesson in my love. She looks at me sternly, points at the bed, and orders me. You better march to it, mister! This isn't cool. This... Stop making excuses! She loses her patience with me. She removes the rest of my clothes and throws me down on the bed. Bounce. I am thrown on the bed naked. My body goes tense on the sheets. Don't be so nervous. It's not your first time, is it? Relax, she says to me gently and takes off her clothes. I don't know where it came from, but there's a bidet-like thing pointed towards her crotch, and she's injecting it something into herself. When she's finished, she smiles and comes over to me. Alright! Yeah! Oh man, I love this CG though. That's great. And you can see the main character. Whoops, not trying to do that, but... It was a much better CG, like her face looks better in this one than it did in the other one. Nothing against, say, Shoujo, but, yeah. Anyway, we're gonna stop here. So, we'll see you tomorrow for probably the other half of this, and then the rest of it you'll catch in October. Don't forget, you can get the game on itch.io for free, and I think it's Android, so you can get that version if you want to play it on your phone. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with one last night of discipline. And then, it's September.